Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's from the Wayback Machine. That's Walk, Don't Run 64. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 23 after the hour. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Moore. Steve, so give us your official title now. You're part of the 2020 re-election campaign for the president?
Yes, I'm a senior advisor for Trump and the campaign, and then I'm also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, that's been a lot of fun. So,
good. All right, and by the way, folks, his new book is called Trumponomics: Inside the America's First Plan to revive our economy. Steve, I want to get back to the Fed just a minute, because this is really smart people that some people I admire and some people I don't are blinking at what the Fed's doing, at the way the Fed's behaving. And the future relevance of the Fed. What do you think? You think the Fed is more or less relevant today than it was 20 years ago?
We've given way too much power to the Fed. You know, we've put too much power into the hands of a few people. I mean, this is one of the most powerful agencies of government. And by the way, one of the things that I wanted to do when I got over to the Fed was to have more sunlight and more transparency about the decisions the Fed makes and why they make the decisions they do. I mean, Jim, why should this agency operate in top secret, like a stone wall of silence?
Like a star chamber.
And, you know, too many people think that they are oracles or something. And Fed oftentimes makes mistakes. You and I are old enough to remember what the Fed did in the 1970s when they drove inflation up to 15% and interest rates up to 20%. And I believe the last year or so, the Fed has been too tight with the rate increases, and that's taken a lot of the oxygen out of the economy. So what I want the Fed to do is just concentrate on one thing, and that is keeping prices stable. So that it's the whole reason you have a currency. The reason we have dollars is because we believe the dollars will retain their value over time. And, you know, it's the reason people don't hold Venezuelan pesos, because they know that those pesos won't, you know, be worth anything. So I want a strong and stable dollar that where prices remain, you know, level over time.
Right.
But if you look at commodity prices, they've been falling over the last year.
I know. That's why I was going to ask you that they aren't doing a very good job of that. But let me ask you this question.
They're doing a terrible job of it. And, you know, the problem is they're too drunk with power. They believe they can micromanage the economy. And, you know, a lot of liberals believe you can create prosperity by printing money. I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that sure is what the Fed's been doing. But let me ask you this question. Do you feel that the Fed is more sensitive to Wall Street or to Main Street?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think that they're certainly attentive to Wall Street because so many of the people associated with the Fed come from that, you know, from that background.
Yep.
And look, the Fed should be caring about the, you know, as you said, the little businesses on Wall Street. The one reason I love doing your show, Jim, is you are the voice for small business in this country. And small businesses, you know, we have 8.5 million small businesses in this country, and they are the spinal cord.
Those are the
economy.
Ones who have employees. There are 20 million more who are contractors.
Oh, probably 20 million, you know, self-employed people.
Yeah.
And look, these are the people who really carry the economy on their back. And we don't give them enough credit. And we don't do
enough
to help them, or at least get the government off their back so they can do what they do. I mean, you know, every small business wants to become a bigger business and you know, successful. And one of the things that bothers me the most about what's happening politically in this country, Jim, is the way that the Democrats are just attacking and villainizing businesses and villainizing profit. Like, it's a evil thing to make a profit. I mean,
how is that going to be a good strategy for them in the election process? How is going off
question.
The left? How is going off a cliff on the left going to be a strategy? What do you think?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, how do you win an election when you're against the employers of America? You know, my old boss, Dick Armey, used to say, you know, the liberals love jobs, but they hate employers. Well, you can't have jobs without small businesses, Jim. You know that.
Yep.
They hire, you know, tons
most
and tons
of the jobs.
Of millions of Americans. Yeah.
Well, that's right. No, well, that's what I'm having a hard time. And what the other thing I can't believe, Steve, is after all these years, all the socialism movies we've watched, including some we're watching right now, why would we still be actually debating and discussing and contemplating socialism in America? In what universe is that even any kind of reality?
You know, I'm with you on that. I mean, you know, my wife and I just watched this show on Netflix. It's called Chernobyl, about the nuclear accident that happened in Russia. And it talks about how all they did was try to cover it up. They didn't care about the safety of their people. All the bureaucrats tried to do is cover up this horrible accident, and thousands of people lost their jobs as a result. I mean, their lives as a result of that. And, you know, show me anywhere, anytime, at any place where socialism has worked. I mean, even Sweden is moving against socialism. And, you know, here we have the best economy we've had in 30 years, and all the Democrats want to talk about is free things and socialism.
Well, my God, we got Venezuela up in our grill right now.
Exactly.
I mean,
look at North Korea, look at Venezuela.
Why would we want more of that?
That they talk about are even a lot of the Europeans. I mean, Europe is pretty socialistic. Their economy is flatlined. We're growing.
It's been flatlined for decades. Hey, Steve, it's been great having you on the show. Will you come back soon?
Let's do it again soon, Jeb. You're my hero. Take
care.
Keep
up good work. You got a website for us? He'll be back another day. He's a busy guy, folks. He's trying to get a president reelected. I got to go for this hour. Just for a few minutes. Got one more great interview coming up right after the break. 29 after. I'm Jeb Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.